From the desk of Joshua Jones, this is your daily QuantHub briefing. In AI and technology, OpenAI's decision to wind down model access for Cursor after its acquisition by SpaceX is the clearest signal that AI supply contracts are becoming strategic control instruments, not commodity software deals. Enterprises relying on coding agents should stress test vendor concentration, change of control clauses, fallback models, and code assistance continuity before AI becomes embedded in core engineering workflows. ChatGPT Work appears to be evolving into a cloud-based workplace agent plus a desktop companion, which makes the product category harder to explain but more consequential. Programs teaching AI fluency should move beyond prompt tips and teach students how identity, permissions, files, cloud execution, and audit trails reshape managerial accountability. AI infrastructure is moving from Wall Street story to local political issue, with data centers drawing bipartisan scrutiny over power, water, land use, and community benefit. Expansion plans now need public affairs capacity, utility partnerships, and site-level resilience strategies, because permitting and reputational constraints may matter as much as chip supply. The coding agent conversation is shifting from speed demos to reliability, after local models that look impressive on throughput were shown making plausible but wrong code claims. Technical curricula should treat AI code review, hallucination detection, test design, and provenance checks as core management skills, not niche software engineering hygiene. The NVIDIA moat is still immense, but the weak signals point to more serious pressure from alternative chips, local inference stacks, recycled GPU experiments, and serverless failover services. Procurement teams should not assume one hardware path. They need workload-specific benchmarking, portability planning, and a clearer split between premium training capacity and cheaper inference. Free and aggregated LLM APIs are expanding access to hundreds of models through OpenAI-compatible endpoints, lowering experimentation costs while creating governance complications. Schools can use that abundance for controlled comparison exercises, but should teach data handling risk, terms of service variability, reproducibility limits, and the difference between cheap experimentation and production-grade reliability. AI safety and cyber risk moved from abstract debate into operating governance, with automated alignment research, guardrail models, and joint warnings about AI-enabled cyber threats all pointing in the same direction. Boards should expect AI risk to become a standing enterprise control topic, spanning procurement, security, model evaluation, incident response, and executive literacy. In operator briefs, one operator-focused source framed AI adoption as a slower rising tide rather than an overnight singularity, which matters because durable advantage may come from compounding workflow redesign instead of panic spending. The operating implication is to fund practical automation portfolios, measure cycle time gains, and avoid strategy built around theatrical timelines. A recurring AI fluency theme is that removing every point of friction can weaken judgment. Stronger users make models argue, revise, compare, and expose assumptions. That points to teaching AI as a thinking partner inside decision processes, with graded work emphasizing critique, verification, and managerial reasoning rather than effortless answer production. Agent startups are increasingly selling finished work, not merely chat or task assistance, but the missing discipline is defining what done means. Organizations should translate outcomes into acceptance criteria, escalation rules, logs, and post-task checks before deploying agents into sales, finance, legal, or engineering operations. Creator-driven trust is becoming an operating channel, not just a media distribution tactic, as employees, executives, journalists, and independent specialists shape public interpretation of companies in real time. Communications and leadership programs should train narrative judgment, creator risk, and message discipline as market-facing capabilities tied to reputation and demand. The space economy discussion underscored that infrastructure races create second-order markets long before final destinations arrive. Logistics, materials, insurance, robotics, communications, and energy all move earlier than the headline mission. Leadership teams should scan frontier sectors for supplier positions and procurement spillovers, rather than waiting for mature end markets. Geopolitical operator commentary on Russia's persistence highlights a broader planning lesson. Adversaries and competitors may optimize for endurance, legitimacy, and domestic constraints rather than near-term economic efficiency. Strategy courses and executive education should stress scenario planning that tests institutional stamina, supply exposure, sanctions resilience, and assumptions about rational exit. In geopolitics, one energy analyst argues the oil market is tighter than headline inventories suggest, while strikes on Iran keep Hormuz risk live, even without an immediate large Iranian response. Companies should revisit fuel hedges, supplier surcharges, freight exposure, and working capital assumptions, because a modest disruption could reprice transport and input costs quickly. The Iran conflict also shows how regional wars now connect to wider alignments among China, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. Case teaching should treat sanctions, military signaling, and supply chain exposure as one operating system, with students modeling how shocks travel through energy, insurance, procurement, and cross-border compliance decisions. Ukraine-focused commentary suggests Russia's behavior has not materially changed despite diplomatic contact, keeping European defense spending and industrial mobilization on a longer track. Businesses with European operations should expect more procurement pull from defense, cybersecurity, logistics, and energy resilience, alongside higher political pressure to localize critical capabilities. The US defense strategy discussion reinforces a pivot toward deterring China while relying more heavily on allies to shoulder regional security burdens. Executive education should update strategy modules around alliance capacity, dual-use technology, export controls, and the commercial consequences of governments treating semiconductors, space, AI, and shipbuilding as strategic sectors. Macro commentary on treasury markets points to a central risk beneath the geopolitical noise. Financing costs remain sensitive to fiscal credibility, inflation expectations, and foreign demand for US debt. Leadership teams should keep balance sheets flexible, avoid assuming rapid rate relief, and stress test capital projects against more expensive refinancing. The race to build space infrastructure is no longer only symbolic competition. It is becoming part of national capability, communications resilience, resource access, and defense planning. Curricula should connect geopolitics with frontier markets, showing how public funding, private launch economics, standards, and orbital congestion create investable opportunities and regulatory risk. In positive developments, AI designed photonic chip components reportedly shrank by up to 500 times, a science breakthrough that could expand on-chip functionality and accelerate smaller, more efficient computing hardware for future AI infrastructure. A new reasoning approach reportedly cuts AI inference costs by up to 11 times versus a leading model, pointing to broader access for smaller teams, classrooms, and firms priced out of premium AI workflows. That wraps up your daily briefing. You've got this today. Go make it a great one.